Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM. And from the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, we're welcoming to our program today the 4-H Program Assistant, Jamie Whitcamper. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Danny.
Welcome to the show, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you. Hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much. We got some good stuff to talk about today. I know you always have some really cool things with 4-H. It keeps you busy all year long, and that's a good thing, I guess. But I wanted to ask you this morning, Jamie, what can folks do now during right here in the holiday season to get involved with 4-H?
Well, you know, it's a great time of year if you're thinking of making a donation to a local nonprofit. Maybe you want to support the youth of your county. We are gladly accepting those donations this time of year for scholarships and our programming efforts.
How can folks go about donating?
They can call us here at our extension office, and that number is 336-651-7336.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can just mail directly to us, and we are located here at 201 Curtis Bridge Road in Wilkesboro.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, you said something about scholarships. People can sponsor scholarships. How does that work?
Yes, sir. Any of the money that's donated, these funds go to support our programming with youth ages 5 to 19. And we focus on the areas, you know, of life skills, leadership, citizenship, science and technology. The money goes to support our teen leadership council as they travel across the state to different events. And this year, we will also be supporting 5 of our Wilkes County youth as they attend national and international 4-H trips.
Wow, that's that's pretty exciting. When you say international, do we already know where they're going? Or
It's actually going to be held in Michigan this year, It is an international trip through 4-H. The other trips, one is National 4-H Congress, and it is held in Atlanta, Georgia. And we actually had 3 kids just return from that trip. And then we have one attending National Conference, which is in Washington, D.C.
Now, how are these kids chosen for these particular events, Jamie?
Well, with those national trips, they had to compete on the state level at North Carolina 4-H Congress, which is held in Raleigh in July. And the competition that they entered is called ARRI, which stands for Application, Interview, Resume, and Essay.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to complete a full application and a resume. They had to write an essay that was judged by many people, and then do an interview in front of a panel of about 4 adults.
Oh, my goodness.
So out of 69 youth that competed, 15 are chosen, and 5 of those were from Wilkes County. So we're very proud of them.
Well, as you ought to be. You have some shining stars there in 4-H. That's terrific. So these funds, basically what you are telling me and what I know every day about 4-H is you are helping to create well-rounded young people, men and girls and boys who become well-rounded men and women who really can make a difference. I think it's just a cool thing because the things you touched on, 4-H, I know in years past, a lot of people think agriculture, but it is just everything now, isn't it?
Yeah, there's opportunity for any child that we can support any interest from cooking, sewing. Like you said, the ag is still there and still a very strong part, but we also have the science and technology aspect that we're focusing on now, citizenship, and, you know, really producing those leaders of tomorrow.
Our guest is Jamie Whitcamper. Jamie is the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service 4-H Program Assistant. We're talking about, of course, 4-H and the things that you can do really to get involved with 4-H during the holiday season. And it's a really good thing to do. It's a great thing to donate to. I guess a lot of people might not necessarily think about that in terms of donations, but you do accept the donations, and they're put to good use, and obviously you've done some really great things with the 4-H there in Wilkes County to have those young stars compete as they have. I think it's terrific. Jamie, let's talk about maybe some camps or something that might be going on with 4-H.
Each year we take a group of youth to a 4-H camp. And, you know, a camp scholarship would be a great gift for a child 9 to 19 years old that you might know. You might, you know, not quite sure what to get, but how great would it be to receive a week away at camp?
Mm-hmm. That'd be a great experience, yeah.
So this year our camp group will be going to Betsy Jeff Penn 4-H Center in Reidsville July 5th through the 11th. So the cost is around $500 per child for to attend a week of camp. But we always try to provide scholarships, so if a child wants to go, they can go. So that's another way that you can give, is to allow a child to have that experience, you know, the chance in the outdoors to learn those life skills, you know, away from technology, you know, just learning and being with their peers and playing and just experiencing the great outdoors.
Just sort of unplug for a while and get down to the real thing. That's terrific. And you know what's neat about giving that gift is it gives a kid something to look forward to for half the year. It's almost like, ooh, Christmas again come July, right?
Yes.
Jamie Whitcamper is the 4-H program assistant, Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. Jamie, is there anything else going on with 4-H you want to talk about today?
Well, I just want to say that we're always looking for new volunteers and new 4-H members. And it only takes 5 youth and 1 adult leader to start your own 4-H club. So 2015 would be a great time to start.
And yes, it would. And as I understand it from talking with you in the past, there are many different degrees of volunteering. You can volunteer for a specific thing, or you can make that long-term commitment, right?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. You can be a club leader, or you can just call me and say, hey, I want to help do something, and I'll put you to work.
If there, So be careful when you call Jamie. She's going to put you
right.
to work. But, you know, it'll be for a good thing, and it'll be very rewarding, too. Your number once again, Jamie.
That's 336-651-7336.
Terrific. 4-H program assistant with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, Jamie Whitcamper. It is always a pleasure to chat with you. I know you love your job, and it shows when we talk about 4-H, and I appreciate all the good things that you do, and obviously you've done some really good stuff with those folks shining as they have. So thank you very much. Until next time, I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you all.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.